Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, B, they ready. Let's go.
I'm feeling myself.
I'm with some hood girls looking back at it, and a good girl in my tax bracket. Got a black card and less sex habit. These Chanel bags is a bad habit. I do balls, down Mavericks. My Maybach, black matted. Bitch never left, but I'm back at it. And I'm feeling myself, Jack Rabbit. Feeling myself, back off, cause I'm feeling myself, Jack off. If you think about me when he whacks off, wax on? National anthem, hats off. Then I curve that nigga like a bad horse. Let me get a number two with some Mac sauce. Or on a run tour with my mask off.
I'm feeling myself.
Changed the game when that digital dropped. Know where you was when that digital popped. I stopped the world. Male or female, it make no difference. I stopped the world. World stop.
Carry on.
Pitsy on feet. Pretty on feet. Pretty gang always keep them niggas on beat. Riding through Texas. Feed him for his breakfast. Every time I whip it, I be talking so reckless. He said, damn, Nicki is tight. I said, yeah, nigga, you right. He said, damn, babe, you so little, but you be really taking that pipe. I said, yes, daddy, I do. Give me brain like NYU. I said, teach me, nigga, teach me. All this learning here is by you.
I'm whipping that work. He's digging that work. I got it. 36 of that real, pack it full of that bounce, baby. Come get you some of that bounce, baby.
I'm feeling myself. Cooking up that bass, looking like a kilo. He just wanna space. Ain't got punchlines or flow. I have both and an empire also. Keep getting gifts from Santa Claus at the North Pole. Today I'm icy, but I'm praying for some more snow. Let that ho-ho, let that ho know.
He in love with that
cook. Why you bitches don't ever be learning? You bitches will never get what I be earning. I'm still getting plaques for my records. That's urban. Ain't gotta rely on top 40. I am a rap legend. Just go ask the kings of rap. Who is the queen and things of that nature? Look at my finger. That is a glacier. Hits like a laser. Whipping on that work. Tripping off that perk. Flipping up my skirt, and I be whipping all at work. Taking trips with all them keys. Car keys got B's. Singing with the Queen Bee, and we be whipping all of that D. Cause we dope girls, we
flawless.
We the poster girls for owlers. We run around with them bowlers. Only real niggas in my cowlers. I'm the big kahuna. Go let them whores know. Just on this song alone, bitches on her fourth flow. You like it, don't you?
Snitches.
Young Money.
Hi, everyone. I am so back. Thank you all for tuning in for Segments from Saffron. It's Jessica Baptiste, the host of the show. I am wanting to do a show. It is 2019. It's the first show I've done this year. I have been so busy between finishing Morgan's Apple Tree, working on a lot of other side projects, which I have not announced yet, but will to stay posted to my social media. I will definitely do that in the upcoming weeks. But I wanted to do a show today, a quick show, because I have a dear friend of mine who is doing some outstanding things in his career. He's an author. He is also a drag performer, and he also has a YouTube show. He actually has two, Swipe Left, which airs on Saturdays, and also he does commentary on several different television shows throughout the week. And he is actually a wonderful person, very talented, very funny, the also ever wonderful Milan Trésor. I love that name. Anything French, I love. Wink, wink. Without further ado, I'm going to bring him on. His name is James Caldwell. You there, James?
I am.
Hey, how are you?
I am good. What is going on?
I need you to do your tagline that you always do on your YouTube shows, and you know what it is. Please say it for my listening audience. I love it.
We're going to cut through the bull. We're going to soar through the mess.
Yeah.
And when we get the strength, then we're going to swipe you.
Yes. That's a highlight of my Saturdays now. I love it. It is such a good idea. I think that that was awesome that you did that. So tell us a little bit more about how you came to do Swipe Left.
Okay. Well, I actually, of course, you know, I started the channel off really doing reviews. And there's more to me than just doing reviews and actually just talking
mm-hmm.
about what I see on television. And then I kind of moved on, and every now and again, I would actually jump into the world of celebrity gossip and the goings-on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I said, there's got to be a better way of actually doing this. And I would do it, and I had the little catchy little phrase that I would say, in my travels, this is what I ran into. And I did that for a while, and I kept saying, there's a better way to actually do this. So I said, come on. And I pulled all of what I actually do together. I said, I think people will pay more attention if I do it as my alter ego. Because I actually have done it in my travels as my alter ego, and people pay more attention to her than they did to me. So I said,
because
okay,
you're all
no
made
problem.
Up. Yeah.
Exactly.
But it's whenever you're Milan, it's like you're all made up. You have fabulous wigs, fabulous gowns, fabulous jewelry, everything's popping. So it's much more, I should say, appetizing to look at. I mean, you're a beautiful person, but I mean, looking at that, it's just like, wow. The first time I saw him, like, how long did it take him to do all that?
Yeah. But, well, now it's
how
like 35 to 45 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought
so. I mean, you know, I'm okay with it. People do enjoy looking at her more sexy, looking at me, there's more to it. And you can actually tell there's more work that goes into it. And I appreciate
exactly.
that. I love it. So that's what
I said, it's really fun.
So we'll just go ahead and do that. And then I said, now we need to soften it up and make it more than me, because, you know, my mouth can be a little reckless at times.
Okay.
But whenever I'm actually in character, it's different. Because ladies
exactly.
don't, you know, not the type of lady that I'm always emulating. She doesn't speak that way. So that all of that just came in, and I just started having fun with actually trying to put
good.
It together. And then I needed to be more of a production. So then that's what I did.
Yeah.
I just kept adding and just basically really using all of my talents to try to do something good. And put it all together.
Good.
That's how Swipe Left became. And it just ended up, I said, I'm going to keep this on the whole feel-good vibe and make it just fun, you know. And, of course, sometimes I have to report some that are not so great. But I always bring it back. I always, you know, that's the challenge. Always bringing it back and making it. And I want you to walk away, you know, feeling good. No matter what we've talked about, I want you to walk away feeling good for the little hour that I've actually held you up on a Saturday.
And that's good. That's an awesome, awesome initiative to do, because I know when I'm either having a bad day at work or I'm doing stuff around the house or I'm inundated with other stuff, I will tune into one of your reviews, I will tune into one of your videos and laugh my ass off. And I mean, and it makes you feel good. It makes your vibration go up. So, I mean, kudos to you. Hats off to you and Milan. I think that you are doing excellent with Swipe Left. I saw that you have I think last time I actually looked at your page on YouTube, you have, what, 25,000 subscribers?
I am actually a little shy of, look, I'll tell you the exact number.
Okay.
I am a few people shy of 32,000.
See, even better.
Are coming up along. It is really coming along. I'm really happy with how everything is going.
Good.
It's just doing its thing.
I know that you do reviews. You do The Housewives. I know you're doing American Horror Story. You were at first when you started doing reviews, you did Scandal. And I think that you touched on the American Crime Story, the Andrew Cananan one. I know the last time I had you on my show, we talked about that. I'm going to really need you to do Handmaid's Tale. I need you to at least watch season one. Because if you watch season one, you're literally going to get trapped and you're going to binge watch the entire series to the point where we are. Season three just premiered last night, and I stayed up until way past midnight to watch all three episodes. They did the first three episodes, and I'm just blown away. I actually read the book when I was a teenager and just devoured it. But I keep saying, if he don't do The Handmaid's Tale, I'm going to be on the first thing smoking back to Pittsburgh, and I'm going to have to wring your neck. At least watch the episode and give your view.
We are in contact so much that I actually trust you enough to actually go ahead and
please.
Watch. If you said
thank
that
you.
I'm going to, like it, I trust that. I trust that. I've never
good.
Questioned it one time, and there are
good.
A lot of requests for me for Handmaid's Tale. So it
yes.
could possibly happen. It could possibly happen soon.
Okay, good.
The funny thing is, that's the exact way that I got into American Horror Story and Scandal. I came in, it was well into what it was doing. I came
yeah.
in and I had binge watch backwards. Same thing with The Have and The Have Not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
giving up on that show. I'm actually giving up on that show. My grandmother that passed away last year, my yaya, she loved watching that. And then I joke and say, I know my father's getting up in age because he was retired, but then I guess he got bored, so he went back to work. But he watches The Have and Have Nots, and I'm just getting to a point where I'm just like, bad writing, bad scripting, bad acting. Damn it, I can only take so many shows before I'm sitting here like, as a writer, you know what a person's formula is, and you know how their arcs develop. Like, forget it. I'm not fooling with this. So I just gave up. I just listened to your commentary. Really and truly, I do, because it's just gotten ridiculous with the storylines on that show.
I have quite a few of those comments. I have quite a few people that I know literally don't watch the show, and they actually watch me, and that is so flattering. And that's why I haven't given it up. And the other thing is, even when Tyler does that, I still, I cuss him out, not fuss, but I still have such a respect level for him that I will continue watching, even when he's bad. And you know what I ended up taking away from it, Jessica? I watch it, I get angry, I get on, and, you know, I can get my frustration out, and I can tell him off, just like he's really going to see it. Tell him off, and it keeps me on my toes, because as a writer, I know not to make those mistakes.
Exactly.
I mean,
you're the one.
At him, I would look really cheap to be making some of those same mistakes. So,
yeah.
I'm all in. I fuss, but I'm not going to drop it. And it really is frustrating at times. Really frustrating.
It is. It's sometimes like I feel at a point I got to go into my cabinet, get a wine glass, and then go over here to a wine rack and pour at least, I would say, half the bottle for me to even. Sometimes I'm like, this is ridiculous. This I would rather gargle Drano than to watch something. I mean, it gets bad like that. It's so weird because when I write, I'm like, okay, I got to think this out. Like, okay, what's going on with this character? What's going on with the storyline? And for all y'all listening, Morgan's Apple Tree is coming along. I had to change the ending. My sincere apologies. I know you want to read it. I know you want to sit here and see what I've been doing for the last 6 years. but this book is really kicking my ass. So please kind of, you know, work with me here a little bit. James read a sample chapter, and please tell the audience what you said of the main character, Morgan. When I asked you about the character, please tell them what you said.
Oh, now, come on, you put me on the spot, Jessica, because I don't remember exactly
you have to say it because it's so funny. It's funny.
I don't remember exactly what I said, but I know I was.
You
I
said
was
nice and slutty.
Yeah, I know I was.
You said nice and slutty.
Golf, and I'm like, oh, this is tasty. You know?
Nice and slutty.
It's a lot going on.
Oh, you only read one chapter. You read, I think that was the second chapter where you were introduced to one of her, I don't want to call them conquests, one of her suitors, I should say.
Exactly.
You wait till you meet Mr. Hot Dick, okay? Every good story, and you know this as a writer, has to have a Mr. Hot Dick. But this Mr. Hot Dick is not like, you know, the usual Mr. Hot Dick. This one is a little bit borderline Lifetime movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, he's a little crazy. He a little cray cray. But I mean, every story has to have some type of very flawed character. I mean, there are a couple in it, but I'm working through a better ending because some stuff has happened in my personal life that has to be reflected in this, because Morgan's Apple Tree has been a journey. You know, as a writer, it's how journeys with your writing go and how you write and you are in a state of mind, and then you reread it and edit and you're like, look, I'm not there anymore. So let me reflect on what's currently happening. So that's kind of how I am with it, but it's coming along. It definitely is. But I think the world of your work. I think the world of you. I live for it. The ladies in my office, actually, they are really demanding. Like, when's he going to put up this review? When is he going to do that? I'm like, look, this is what he is. This is his Facebook page. Please go to him. I'm not bothering him because he's busy all the time.
And he's going to always tell you to apologize for me, because when I feel extremely bad when I fall behind on my review, because
yeah,
I know that people are waiting on them. But with having two productions,
mm-hmm,
trying to get that together, it really does take up a lot of time, and it's so easy to fall behind. But I feel so bad when I do it, you know what I mean?
And I
just have to jump back in. And, you know, I don't mind pulling it, because I will stay up till 4, 5 in the morning.
Oh, you put that
together
in the commentaries, like, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I will do it. I do end up pulling all-nighters a lot of days throughout the week.
Wow.
But again, I'm loving what I'm doing, and it's actually a blessing
mm-hmm.
to have people want to see what I'm doing. So if that is the takeaway, you know, hey, look, I have plenty enough time to sleep when I'm dead. Fine.
I know everybody says that. I try not to stay up so late. I'm just actually an early morning person. I'll get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. It's very hard for me to go back to sleep. But if I'm, you know, talking to my editor and she's telling me stuff about my work and you need to do this and you need to change that, it's aggravating. But I agree, you sleep when you're dead. We'll all sleep when we're dead. So stay busy as much as you can. Did you see the pictures I posted for Mardi Gras?
March.
Okay. I was trying, because you actually gave me ideas about the gown. I wore it to the Zulu Ball. We went to the Zulu Ball, and Monica was singing, and Evelyn Champagne King, and who was that other one? Was it Jeffrey Osborne? I can't remember. But, yeah, it was like Zulu Ball went from 9 o'clock at night until 6 o'clock in the morning. Like, literally 6 o'clock in the morning. Like, the second line started at midnight. Yeah, and so it was so funny because my cousin and I are going to all dress up, and I'm like, I'm going to let James look at our gowns and see what he thinks. So when you get a chance, do that, because the one gown I got, I actually had to get it taken up because I've lost weight. I went down a whole dress size. So
okay.
I had to, yeah, it's a Ralph Lauren.
Huh?
I was like, congratulations.
Yeah, just look at me, a tan. Well, honey, when you're busy and you got businesses going and you're just really doing a lot, it kind of, you know how that goes. You don't really pay attention to, and you should pay attention to your health at all times, but it varies. And you know that how you get tired and you get fatigued, but you still have to keep it going. So
absolutely.
I try to do that in everything that I do. I'm also adding a segment, and this is for you and the listening audience, called Apple Tree Owner of the Week. It's inspired by the new book that's coming out that I'm writing, Morgan's Apple Tree. Basically, an apple tree owner. If you follow me on social media, you'll see hashtag apple tree owner, hashtag whack girl magic. Morgan's Apple Tree basically is a story about a young lady named Morgan who is from a family of intuitive, spiritualist, psychic women from the Treme neighborhood in New Orleans. My family's not from Treme. They're actually from Uptown. But she has a very unique gift that she has men that just fawn over her and fall in love with her, and chaos ensues surrounding that part of her and her apple tree. So to me, an apple tree owner is a woman who basically has the ability to manifest love and to show love and to also manifest blessings and gifts for the common collective, a greater good. So Apple Tree Owner of the Week on my Facebook page, I was asking anyone or anyone that follows me who they would like to be Apple Tree Owner of the Week. And one of my best friends, Brianna, and I were actually having a conversation, and it was between Elizabeth Moss, Rihanna, and Ava. I think it's is it Duvet, or the one that did the film When They See Us, which I'm trying to watch, but it's difficult because I get this. It makes me really, it bottles in my energy when I see things like that. But I'm going to finish it. I picked Rihanna, and I'm going to tell you why I picked Riri. I've been kind of following her business endeavors lately. Do you know she is the richest female musician on the planet right now? You know that, Jane?
Absolutely. I did hear it.
She's on Forbes list, and she's 31 years old.
And it didn't surprise
me. Yeah, and the reason, one thing I like about Rihanna among anything else is that not only is she a good businesswoman, as we can see, I really think she has a very beautiful soul and a very beautiful energy. She's a physically beautiful person. So for me, I'm naming her Apple Tree Owner of the Week. If anyone wants to hashtag that, I'm going to probably do that on my Instagram as well, do it on Facebook, is because I'm very proud of her. We share sort of the same ancestry. I have Jamaican ancestry. I know she's from Barbados, and I'm going to keep it real. We some workers, and that's not a stereotype. That's honest to God, is, you know, I can say that about my upbringing and my family is hard work and not sitting on my ass and waiting for a handout. So I completely hats off to you, Riri, if you're listening. If anyone in your entourage is listening, we are giving you Apple Tree Owner of the Week. You definitely, definitely deserve it. Put the crown on and wear it. We'll pick somebody else next week. And anyone else that, if you know a woman that's doing great things in the community or for her community, please inbox me. It doesn't have to be a celebrity. It doesn't have to be a famous person, well-known person. If it's your sister, if it's your neighbor, if it's your coworker, let me know, because I think once we start seeing what we do and can support each other, the world will be a similar, or I would say seemingly much better place. James, what do you think about it? I mean, do you agree about her being Apple Tree Owner of the Week?
I definitely think that it's well-deserved. I've been following her forever. I remember when her career looked like it wasn't going to do anything.
Exactly.
I remember when she came, and it was like, oh, well, isn't she cute? It was very much that. And then it was, wow, okay, check her out.
Yeah.
And then it was, boom, there's two girls,
exactly,
her and Beyonce, and then everybody else. You know, it's literally them two, and then there's everybody else. You know, so I have watched her And she does have a heck of a work ethic. She's everywhere.
Yes.
She's everywhere.
Exactly.
Because everything's not televised and everything, there's not pictures of her at everything, but you always hear that she was at this and she was at that and she was supporting this. So I've seen this, so very well deserved. And hats off to you for even doing it. I think this is something really nice to actually even do this. You know, anytime you guys celebrate each other, and I'm speaking of women in general, anytime that you all are celebrating each other is a good time. It's a good time.
Exactly.
So
it really is.
I mean, totally on board for it. And I love that you actually say her name the correct way, because we all say Rihanna, Rihanna, Rihanna. But if you ever hear her parents speak, her grandmother, her Rihanna. Her mother calls her Rihanna. Her name is Rihanna.
Exactly.
It's not Rihanna.
It's Rihanna. It's Rihanna. It's so funny. It's so funny because on my dad's side of the family, like, I have nicknames throughout both sides of my family, but for 37 years, my father has not called me Jessica. It's always Jessica, and I get a kick out of that. Because he doesn't even have a nickname. Well, he calls me little girl, but he doesn't really have a nickname for me. Like, on my mother's side, my aunt over there and my second cousins call me Gidget. And then when my grandmother was alive, she was Jessie Mae. I'm Jessica. She'll call me Jessie. Towards the end of her life, she was starting to call me Jessie more. And that's when I kind of knew she was about to she was getting sicker, because she never ever would call me Jessie unless she really, really was feeling some kind of way. But yeah, so the fact that you can say her name, and I mean, I've listened to her family talk about her, and like I said, we share that common ancestry, even though my family's Jamaican, her's from Barbados, is still within that area. She's just doing astounding things, and like I said, hats off. The other one was Elizabeth Moss. She's on The Handmaid's Tale. She plays the main character June/Offred/now of Joseph. And she's a producer on the show, and she's actually a huge advocate for women's rights as well. But I really had a hand in Riri. I was so impressed and so proud of her this week when I was just basically doing some research for the show and saw that she's this dynamic. And I wish her nothing but the best. I hope that she continue to do great things, and I also continue to hope that you do great things as well, James. James has been a listening, a wonderful ear about whenever I needed some advice or whenever I needed to basically ask him questions about different things. You're always there. And so we're going to wrap up the show. I'm going to be back on next week with my co-host. It's going to be Whitney Warden, which is a Brooklyn-based artist. He's also one of my great friends. And James, please give them your contact information about Swipe Left.
Oh, Swipe Left is on YouTube. If you go to YouTube, I'm at Spill It Boy TV on YouTube. It's all one word. Just smash it all in there together. And the cute thing about it, if you just type James Caldwell, it'll all come up anyway.
It'll come up. I do that all the time.
You can't remember that, just do James Caldwell. It will pop up.
Exactly.
And it will premiere 12 o'clock on Saturdays, but all of the previous weeks are there, so you can pull any of the episodes at any time. We are actually doing – I'm going to be filming episode 21.
Wow.
Tomorrow. So, it's
great.
Pre-recorded.
That's
but
great.
We actually come to live. The chat is live at 12 noon, and I'm
good.
Always in the chat to
You are. You really are. Thank you so much, James, for being on today, and thank you all for listening to me after my long hiatus. I'll be back next week at 6:30. Segments from Saffron, Jessica Baptiste, XOXO till next week. See you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.